When did you learn to ride?
Oh, when I was just a kid, we all had horses back under then.
Yeah.
They're the best riders that's been around a long time.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, I always wanted a horse. My parents never would get me one. I'm still going to get me a horse someday. Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken a particularly bad fall when you broke something or something like that?
Do what?
Have you ever taken a particularly bad fall?
Yes, I have when I was a kid. I've got a knot right here now from falling.
Ooh, tell me how it happened.
I was racing and come to a ditch and my horse jumped it and I wasn't expecting to jump and
oh.
I went higher than the horse did.
Oh! That's in your riding club days.
Yeah,
huh?
That's my daughter.
She's a cute little girl. Was a cute one. Big girl now, I guess.
Yeah, she is.
And you flew off and hit what?
Ground.
Did it knock you out?
Yeah, a little bit. I got up and rode on. Didn't ever say anything about it. And then I found out I had that.
Oh. When did you find that out?
Several years later.
No kidding.
I think it's been a rib broke and come back together. And that never bothered me.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky. Did the horse stop?
Oh, yeah.
I used to ride with a friend, and she had a quarter horse. That thing was supposed to stop, you know. The rider fell off, and never would stop. It'd just keep on going. She used to fall off all the time because she had an English saddle where the stirrups would, they buckled on at the top or something. They weren't attached to the saddle like in a regular Western saddle. And they had buckled on and there was something wrong with the buckle and they kept falling off. Kept coming unbuckled every time she'd gallop and the thing would fall off and she'd go whoop.
We were doing hurdles one time out at the stable and Mama's horse didn't hurdle.
Oh. Yeah.
She did, but the horse didn't.
Oh.
Oh, she was black at her shoes the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Did she break anything?
No. Broke her religion.
What, she cuss at the horse or something? I fell off one time. It was that kind of thing. I was a little kid. I was like 9 years old or something.
Yeah.
And I said, don't run the horse coming back to the barn. Well, I didn't, but I did trot the horse coming back to the barn, and the horse got away from me, you know, the horse wanted to go to the barn, and it took off and went straight toward the fence, and she must have got within 2 feet of that fence before she turned. Well, probably not that close. Pretty close, anyway, and she went at that turn, and I didn't, and I just went flying off toward the fence, hit the fence and fell in the only cactus patch in the county. That was bad. They had to pull those cactuses out of me. Cactus things, thorns,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Bad news. How'd you get started with the riding club?
We had horses in Hatch. We married. We got one and got another one. And had a friend or two that was riding, and we started organizing, trying to get a club organized. And we had a farm down in Taylor Valley, and October 1950, I invited a bunch of the drugstore cowboys to come down, and we met down there that time, and organized. And some want to go one way, some the other, so it got two clubs organized.
What kind of stuff did you do?
Well, we just do drills and go to radios, rodeos and things like that, and just meet every week and ride.
Mm-hmm.